Yo, yo, what is going on, you guys? It is your girl here, Simply T, Doubly Poetry, daughter of the late, great Jane Zane of the living and giving Lisa L, and welcome to another episode of the Paradigm Shift Combo, a show created to spark interest and conversation on societal norms, and in most cases, challenges relevance and agenda. The idea of shifting the paradigm is considered rebellious or brash, but in the spoken word open mic communities in which I dwell, this disruption is not only common, but required. Hi, I'm Simply T Poetry, a combat veteran stumbling back into civilian life with a probationary opinion and a handcuffed tongue, excited to freely speak about whatever the hell I want. This is a Paradigm Shift Combo.
Yo, yo, you guys, what is going on? It is yet another episode of the Paradigm Shift Combo, and I have two amazing guests in the building with me today, and I was super, super excited to get to talk to them. But the truth of the matter is, I am not the only one. There are other people in the building who are super, super excited to get to talk to them. And who am I to stop amazingness from happening? So, without further ado, my producer would like to
speak to my
amazing guests, because they're just that dope. Nobody can keep quiet. So you guys, impromptu, and all the way from right over there as the engineer, producer, executive producer, my everything, my behind the scenes man, is going to give you guys a little history and intake about my guests. So, Mr. Nate Jolly, talk to the people.
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you on having such an amazing show. We've gotten off to an amazing start. Yeah. It's so exciting. I just wanted to jump in for a second because this is a special moment in time, moment in history, because we connected and your show was on LA Talk Radio.
Indeed.
And Delilah and I met in LA, and she's become my sister.
Yes. Okay. And everything but blood.
Yes. Well, everything maybe. Who but knows? Blood. Right, right. Everything but blood. What I want to ask you is, coming into LA, getting started, what are some of the things that you saw that have been very impactful in regards to building relationships?
Start with easing me into this show. That's good. Okay. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having us.
Of course.
And it's so amazing that I can be here with my friend Mesa and then my brother Nate. And then what was your question, Nate? Like, about LA?
Boston relationships in LA.
Well, LA is like a special place, isn't it? It's that special, special place. But I think just with, it doesn't really matter like what city you're in, or especially like the entertainment business is quite like a funny business to navigate. Mm-hmm. And especially in LA, it's like, I'm from Europe originally, so it was like a huge shift for me to come here. And the culture is different, the rhythm is different, the people are different. But LA really like beats to its own drum, for sure.
Right.
But yeah, Nate and I actually met through the funnier relationships here that you make in LA, and we clicked immediately with how we viewed work and trying to find friendships here and a stable ground and a structure. And I think that's really what, even before the music, that's really what made us click, didn't it, Nate?
Amazing. Yeah, we met each other at our studio.
Yeah.
And she's the first person, Delilah's the first person to record all of our studios with me. Four of my studios that I've had since I've been in LA.
Yeah.
And since we've started, I think we want to touch on, like, I'm really excited because you and I fostered a relationship at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And T and I did her first show with her, and she's an amazing personality.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing, amazing. It's so incredible. Poetic. Justice.
Yay. I'm bringing justice.
Love Jones.
The gavel.
The whole vibe, you know, the whole energy. Mm-hmm. And so I guess one of the things I wanted to talk about is just how relationships are built.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's important.
It's important because we built a relationship because T's sister is an amazing publicist. Independently PR is incredible. And they're based out of D.C. and Charlotte.
Yeah, you should say that you're originally from D.C. And
yes,
we kind of came to Los Angeles sort of at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we both, I think, had problems, or not really problems, but like
yeah, we have problems. LA is a problem. LA is a problem. Yeah. It's a great city,
It doesn't come easy.
It's you hard have to find friends because it's everybody has their clique. They have either their family, or they know each other from college, or they know each other from work, right, or university, or because their family goes way back. So you come here as someone new, and it's like you want to find your group of people.
Right.
So, yeah, Nate was my person. He was my group of people.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you talk about a little bit, the tea, about how you gotten into the film and TV? And I'm out now. I'm out.
Don't leave us.
No. So I do want to get into all things that are, but I mean, Nate came in so strong. I want you ladies to introduce yourselves because Nate knows you so well, but my audience doesn't, you know, okay. And I just want to give them the opportunity to know the vocalists, singers, songwriters, composers, you know, musicians that you both are. So yeah. I want to just give you both the opportunity to just introduce yourselves and kind of give a little bit of background of how you got into the industry.
Yeah. Well, just let me say something first, because I'm sitting here with my beautiful friend, Mesa, and I'm just going to take over and introduce you, because you're so amazing. And we met composing on a film, and we became friends, and I think the world needs to hear her music, and get to know you, because you're incredible, and it's just been a joy working with you. So take it from here, Mesa.
No, I want to stop you, because this is important, because it's something that Nate just brought up, and it is the relationship and being able to have that with people, right? Yeah. So something that your friend in this industry, right, because it's so difficult to say that, your friend realized about you is you're humble. So, I know, T, you said we're going to introduce ourselves, but no, because she's not going to do it properly. So, I'm going to take a moment to introduce my friend, and then I'll let her tell you who she is. But before she tells you the humbleness that she's going to speak, let me first let everybody in on all that I know, you know what I mean, personally, that you are. And that's super special, because people don't do that, you know, and yeah. I feel like I didn't even know that this conversation was going to go this way, but I feel like the underlying conversation that is going to exist continuously is going to be rooted in real relationships and how that can springboard you into other things. Mm-hmm. And you can't do it alone. As much as people be like, nobody helped me to get here, bullshit. Okay, well, you didn't do it by yourself. You know, even if you stepped on some heads to get there, somebody fell in an effort for you to come forward, or somebody supported you. Either way, it happens. Mm-hmm. And support is obviously the best of the two, but it doesn't always happen that way. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful for you guys' relationship, and that you have the ability and just the consciousness to be like, no. Okay, now you can introduce yourself. I got you, cuz.
I didn't want to step on anyone's toes.
No, but it's beautiful.
She can do it.
It's beautiful, though.
And I would like a chance to introduce her.
Right, and it's important. It's important, because I feel the same way about my friends, because I'll never sell myself the way I can sell myself. It's so difficult. And it reminds me of something that I seen a while ago, and it's totally going off the subject, but it's important. So what happened was, there was a artist. Mm-hmm. And regular people, and they cross each other in like a hallway, and the person's like, explain yourself, and then this artist, without looking at them, draws them. And then the person who saw you, they're like, explain the person you saw in the hallway, and they explain you. So now you have two pictures, a picture of yourself and the picture that somebody saw you in. The picture that you explain, always ugly. The picture that somebody saw you, always beautiful.
Interesting.
Over and over again. It was the theme of the whole situation. And it just brings to light this relationship that you two exist in. And it's, you can do it. Yeah, of course I can explain myself. But it'll never be the flawlessness. It'll always be the flaws in the what you haven't done that you see and that you don't say. And everybody's like, no, girl, you got it. You know, and that's what your friend does. And that's what you're about to do. But that's important. So in a town that you even cheers to, that is so corrupt. It's so interesting, you know, to be a part of. You know, it's difficult, but it's important to find the relationships that exist, because it is the things that are going to move us forward at the end of the day. You can do it by yourself, but we'll see how long you withstand this city.
Yeah.
You know, or you can do it with a group of people. And
sounds like LA is drama.
So, okay. Now we're back. Hey, sorry. We're back. Miss Mesa.
So
Miss Mesa, the vocalist, composer, songwriter, musician. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Thank you. It's so inspiring. It's really, truly a special thing to connect with everyone that you come in contact with in a day, but those that you learn so much from. And I feel so lucky that I got to meet Dalal and we got to work on this project, the soundtrack for Indigo Valley, this independent film by Jacqueline Bethany coming out next year.
Yeah.
But the soundtrack is coming out December 6th.
December 6th.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's the first time that I really, that I got to experience scoring, truly, for a film.
Okay.
Yeah. I did some short stuff and like songs were like custom pieces for people and performances and stuff. So, but I really am more about, or more of a singer songwriter and performer in my, of my own stuff. And so that's why it was such a such an exciting adventure to meet Dalal and I'm like more of an Americana. I'm using that word.
Yeah,
I'm embracing that word because it's hard to explain what your stuff sounds like usually. So like acoustic instruments mostly. Mm-hmm. And Dalal is like a masterful string arranger and composer all around.
Right.
But I also have some background in jazz and stuff, so I have improvisational instincts. But I felt like what we both got to bring to the table for this soundtrack was made it really unique, and it's not easy to be in your own artistic world and collaborate with, like, collaborate. Mm-hmm. It does not always work out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's so special that
we
it did.
We were really lucky, I think, too, because I think our director has a really good sense of music. Music is very important to her,
mm-hmm.
and she had a really big broad vision for the music specifically, and when she I think, you know, she was a little bit nervous at first too, bringing in two ladies to compose who come from a little bit of quite a different background, I would say, like the Americana and blues and jazz, and then mine was like very core classical and EDM.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite an interesting fusion, and there was no hiccup, no obstacle, no barrier at all. Like, we got in, and it was from the beginning on like a beautiful collaboration, and which is,
and like, writing, like songwriting even, together, writing,
yes,
too.
Yes,
that's like a really like almost spiritual experience.
It is. And it so is. We like, drew a lot of tarot cards.
Yeah.
Nice. We ate a lot of chocolate. But it was such an... And I love collaborating. I think that's really... Because composers, I mean, like, composers, musicians, like, this business can get really lonely in your head.
Hmm.
And especially when you start composing for a film, like, if you make the decisions, even though you're with the director, you're still... You don't have an equal next to you to kind of help you balance those decisions, and suddenly we did have that.
Yeah.
And I think that was a really beautiful experience for me, and I was like, oh my god, like, I never want to miss that. And like, I think collaborating is like so cool, like,
yeah,
people should do it all the time, and I love duetting, and so, yeah, so
yeah. And I felt like we could, like, our forces joined, that saying, join forces,
yeah,
like, mm-hmm. I felt like our forces joined, and we got to propel the whole,
yes,
like, we both grew, the music grew,
yes,
everything like lifted up,
yeah,
next level,
yeah,
style.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And it's and you know, if even listening back to the soundtrack now, it's like I remember a lot of like the instances of like how it got there, and like when we brought in, because the whole soundtrack is a little bit experimental. It features a lot of vocals,
right?
Super moody.
Yes, super moody. And then it's actually quite warm too, because we used a lot of organs.
Mm-hmm.
We used Wurlitzers.
Mm-hmm.
We used cellos and violas, so it's like a mix of like everything that we love, basically.
Okay.
Because the movie's also a mix of this, like, wide open wilderness, like something bad might
And what's
happen.
The name of the movie again?
Indigo Valley.
Indigo Valley. Mm-hmm. So what is Any Other Day? What
On Any Other Day mm-hmm. was one of the songs that we wrote, and it's basically I don't want to say vicariously live through these characters because that would be kind of creepy.
That would be disturbing.
That would be very
not healthy.
That would not be healthy because the relationship that's presented on screen is a little bit scary between the sisters and not healthy. It ends bad.
But I was going to say that was a cool mix of like the interpersonal drama and psychology of the people, the characters in the movie, and the open wilderness. The landscape and the environment like made for a really like inspiring world to get into.
Absolutely.
Right. And so On Any Other Day was like that.
You started that song.
I don't even remember. Yeah, wow. but I think it was kind of the idea of like on any other day I would have wished you and helped you, but like not today.
Right.
So
that's about the sisters, right?
That's about the sisters.
Yeah, so like they have some really deep cuts, the sisters in the story.
Yeah, yeah.
And wounds. Yeah. And so
it's a little bit of it's sort of a honeymoon gone wrong mm-hmm. story that's really dark and has it's a very psychological drama, mm-hmm. a thriller, and they basically get lost in the wilderness. And it's, like Mesa said, it's a mixture of like a very intimate look on these characters and the huge lost in the wilderness kind of concept. So we had to kind of make the audience feel that intimacy while being stranded in the wild. So that was an interesting concept for us too.
So let me ask you this though. How do you have the ability, or what is it innate in you that has the ability? Because you said something right now that is difficult, but you said it like, no, it's just what I do. You know, oh no, we had to create basically you had to emote an energy from people mm-hmm. in an effort for them to feel this as they're watching this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Said no one never. Well, you know what I mean? And like, y'all are in the studio, but let me tell you something. Dalal, and they're young, beautiful women, okay? And the conversation, what have you thinking, that the maturity level is super older than it really is. Like, the maturity level, the mentality that these women possess are beyond their years. So I want you guys to understand that, and you'll get all their information and find out how to reach them, find them, and what they look like. Love radio, can't see shit. My hair's not done. But what it does is it does create this energy. So, you know, you just, like, ran by it. No, so what we had to do was basically get the people to be in this energy in the wilderness and these feet. And I'm like, no, you just... But as I'm watching movies, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
that's
it's not
the beauty of it.
Simple though, but because it's what you do, and you have such a long history and background of that ability, it seemingly would come easy for you, but it is definitely a talent. It is a talent, a skill.
Yeah, but I don't think, to me at least, it never comes easy. Like,
really?
Every time there's a new project, I'm like scared shitless at
really?
First. And I'm sorry to say that, because you never know if you're going to live up to that, if you're actually going to go. Because I don't think there is really a formula to it, even if you go according to things.
Interesting.
But then suddenly I think things take a course on its own, and like... it always, like, gets there. You just have to, like, dig.
That's interesting.
But I think everything is a challenge, and, like, I think that's what's...
Yeah.
The fun thing is about having someone else there, because two hearts do understand more than one.
Right,
suddenly.
And, right.
And when we
that's
feud...
beautiful.
When we feud the when we feud the movie, and we, like... Like, I mean, we are the audience seeing it, so what do we want to hear here? And, like, how much is...
Yeah.
Too much and like
right, and sometimes you do the thing, you're like, oh, I know exactly what we should do something like this, and then you do it and it may not work.
Yeah,
and then you just follow the music.
Exactly, a lot of it is trying around and see like would that impact us. And I think Mace and I both have a very very clear idea of like we don't want any more music than necessary. That's really important
that's important.
The two of us.
Yeah,
that like
it makes
music
what's there the best like
only comes
gems.
Yeah in the things where we need to feel it, and the rest is without music. And we're going to be working on two new projects together, which we're very excited about. But it's the first thing that came to mind too is like let's just cut it down. Like, where do we actually really need music? And if then something comes up that needs it after that, we're going to address that at the end.
Instead of like a run-on sentence, it's like just use the words you need to say in the sentence.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Something I have not mastered as a human being.
No, me neither.
No, me either.
I'm horrible at being concise writing. And to the point. Absolutely, that's why I have a song radio
show.
There's
an uncomfortable silence. I need to fill it.
So that's hilarious. That just touched me in a special place. I didn't expect to laugh that loud. So you guys, I want you to listen in to what these wonderful women have accomplished on this track on Any Other Day. You can find it on Indigo Valley soundtrack coming out soon. But you guys take a listen to what these mature, amazing women have to offer to the scene. Y'all listen to the score.
Here I leave you so shyly. I can open wrist, bleeding quietly. That you left us once made the earth go round. On any other day, I would have wished you well. So,
to the Paradigm Shift Combo, speaking to these amazing women, Miss Mesa and Miss Delau, and they are here talking about all things that is Indigo Valley soundtrack, because they are the women to talk to when it comes to scoring right now. And think it's a game? I don't think so. You just heard the track. Y'all know what's going on in here. They are absolutely amazing. And if you didn't believe me before the track sounded, you believe me now. Because I know that listening to that puts you in a space. And whatever that space is, you can pretty much guess. It is just the scenery of all things that is on the movie. So that, amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful work, ladies. I'm super excited about it. And I wanna get in more into your ability to score, right? Because it's special. And obviously, it's something that's new, it's coming out, and although it might be semi-new, because I feel like Miss May said, you kind of like, yeah, it was kind of new for me, it's not really what I do, I'm a vocalist, I like to be up front, but I feel like at times, it takes somebody to see something in us to be like, girl, let me show you something, you know what I mean? And it happens all the time in the industry, right? And sometimes, it's the other way around. I feel like most times, it is songwriters who want to be singers. Just sing your lane. You know what I mean? Like, not to say, obviously, because songwriters are most of the time great singers, but also in the industry or in the society that we live in, not all singers are superstars. And you have to make a decision. Do you want to be a superstar or you want to be a singer? Because you can be a superstar songwriter or you can be a not superstar singer. Your choice. You want the confetti, you want the money. Your choice. You know what I mean?
I'll just think about what you said like a couple more times to like really get it, I think.
But it, and I can,
it sounds complicated.
Me personally can give like examples for me, and this is just simply T Poetry's opinion about certain songwriters. So like some of my favorite songwriters are Neo. One of my other favorite songwriters is oh my god, I just lost her name. But she wrote a lot of songs. She wrote a song for Beyonce.
There's so many great songs.
You know what I mean? But then
there.
They wanted to be singers. And I'm not saying Neo is not a great singer. Great singer. But his songs that he wrote probably have made him way more money than any song that he's ever sung. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for you to say, you know what? I'm going to fall back and see what that looks like. It's very different from what I'm used to seeing in the industry. So I want to commend you, because it almost is like, that's not what I do. When other people is like, no, this is what I do, but I want to do this. And you just did the opposite. You're like, I don't think that that's what I'm capable of doing. And somebody said, no, it wasn't somebody. Delilah was like, no, girl. Like, come here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I see this and I think that this would be super dope. And it seemed like you just had so much fun. And listening to the track and even the other track that I heard, you know what I mean? It's just like, yeah. I think it seems like it's so simple for you. Like, yeah. It's like natural.
Right. Yeah. Cool. Well, elements of it are for sure natural, and then elements of it are for sure hard, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, like, long form. It's different than writing a 3-minute song and, like, having that process.
33 minutes.
Really? Yeah.
No, but it...
33 minutes.
Yeah, songs, yeah, right? Yeah. It's I think the industry has changed a lot, too, especially when it comes to music and film scoring. I mean, we went from, like, silent films to, like, a very strict form of composing to the golden age of John Williams to background music to now being more experimental and people taking pop singers to write scores for their movie. And they do an amazing job. I think it's just about that. It's just about what you want to do as a director for, like, it's so broad. It's gotten so broad.
I call it
so
fluid, right?
It's exactly. There's no, like, oh, right. You're a film composer, so you got to go to Berkeley. And even though that's phenomenal when people do that, and there's so many great ones there. I mean, right. I think...
But you know, like, certain moves. Like, there's moves in film scoring that you know about. Like what we were just doing for the Under the Lantern Lit Sky, where it's, like, the vibe changes in the scene. Like, it goes from a dark moment to, like, a slightly funny moment. She
plays it. Yeah, so I would like to be very humble and, like, oh, it's no chemistry. There's no formula. No, it's because it's in your head. That's you. There is a formula. You know what I mean? Because you can.
Please tell
you're
me.
You're a death. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just like, I don't even know that I'm doing it.
Yeah,
but people who can't do it are like, how is she doing it?
Right.
You know,
like I said before, I don't think to me it doesn't come easy either. Like it's always a challenge. It's always like when I get a script or I'm listening to our director talk about it, I'm like, oh my God, can we make it so that what's in her head is going to live up to, you know, we're going to live up to what's in your head and hopefully even give that another push, because otherwise why would we be justified to do this?
Zalal, you know? I'm going to tell you something. You can continue to be humble all you want, but I am not allowing this to happen, okay?
Nate, so help me over there.
You can fight this, but I am telling you that even in your perfectionism, because that's what it is, like, you're scared shitless because you're a perfectionist, but it doesn't change the skill that you have. You know what I mean? And I want you to take that. Like, you know what I mean? Especially as women, we have
amazing.
Such a hard time accepting the compliments. But it's not a compliment. It's just true.
Yeah.
That's why people seek you out to do certain things.
Exactly. And keep asking.
Right. Because they know she has an ear to do something nobody else can do. Mm-hmm. And your maturity for that ear is absolutely beyond your years. I will give you that.
That's because I'm really 95 years old.
Right. Right. Because
no,
she
I'm
came
kidding.
Back. Because she came back twice. This is her second time.
I use a lot of night cream.
But even listening to you talk about the history of scoring, let me realize the research that you've done.
Because I love that stuff. Like,
exactly,
that's even if you don't, like, you wouldn't know that. Like, there's so, like, I just love that. And Mesa knows that. Like, I just like history.
That you're a nerd.
That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
I'm
a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
It has nothing to do with anything with what
that's
I'm doing.
Really.
But even in today's society, and I talk about this all the time, and in today's society, any industry, pick an industry. We're such a quick microwavable, I want to get hot right now. And it doesn't matter what that sounds like. I don't have to do history to be better. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to know what Aretha Franklin sounded like in an effort to create a sound today to make a 30-minute hook, you know, or 30, you know what I mean? That's going to pop for the next 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a sensation for however viral time that I am. But it is that the passion that you have, the want and drive to look at the history. That's how you know you're in it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Because everybody's not. Like, there's so many people who are right now popular and what the world would call successful, and they don't know anything about the industry that they're in. Nothing.
It's like the inch wide, mile deep.
Yes. Concept. Exactly. Like,
but you're miles deep.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And the fact that you want to even pursue that, like, and for me, okay, something I'm passionate about, like something that I can spend hours on. If that's not what I'm doing with my time, what am I doing with my life?
Right.
Even if it doesn't pay me money, right? Like for me, I am, by trade, obviously I'm a poet, right? By profession, I'm a cybersecurity analyst, right?
I love that.
Never would have guessed that, right?
I love it. I love that.
Don't turn on any Bluetooth things. I will hack the shit out of you.
So, amazing. I love this. I love this. I think we should turn this around and be like, how did you get into this? Like, tell us more.
So what's interesting is if I'm not taking the time to research hacking and everything that is cybersecurity, but I'm taking all the time to read more poems or understand lyricalism and how words are put together in an effort to create sounds, then, okay, I'll do this 9 to 5 because it can't pay my bills, but I'm still going to be writing poetry. I'm still going to be researching, and you are just that. You are saying, you know what? This is what I want to know more about, and this is what I'm going to fucking do. And it's not common. Most people that are on the internet searching for things, which is porn. Porn is the number one thing that people search.
And number two is Justin Bieber. I think I feel like I've heard that. Like,
is it? I didn't know that, but I know.
I'm not faulting anyone. I'm just saying, like, that's what I heard.
But it's interesting because that's not necessarily the case. And I deal with people all the time. And that's kind of like their thing. Like, what do you spend hours on YouTube looking at? They're like, oh, this or that. I'm like, well, why don't you do that? You're not even doing that.
Yeah.
And to see that you do it is just a story of success that can say, do what you love to do. If you're a nerd, a history buff about scoring, like if you can recite like in 30 seconds. No, because then it went to this, and then scoring went to this, and then we were... I mean, you went to silent films. What was that, the 40s? Jeez Louise!
I know, it was a purple timeline.
You know what I mean? And, like, from just chronologically being able to explain it just that quick, because it's just in you. Like, oh, no, I know that. It's so simple. You know, it's something to be said about that.
Volunteering to help people in need is a noble gesture. Volunteering to lay down your life for your country is a sacrifice that can never be repaid. In an effort to keep my fellow veterans connected to society and each other, this is VetNet.
The Veteran-Owned Collective is dedicated to promoting, supporting, and connecting veterans by providing an online community for veteran business owners. Their tech-savvy platform creates smart connections between businesses, making networking convenient and effective. As a member, you will get access to an organization of like-minded individuals where you can communicate, share resources, provide, and request support. Members also receive business strategy calls, social media spotlights, newsletter features, and opportunities for publication and exclusive PR services. Simply put, you will get the right of entry to the best online tools and resources for veteran business owners that they provide. To know more, check out veteranownedcollective.com. That's veteran, as in one who served this country, owned, as in something you had in your possession, and collective, as in a group working together. That's veteranownedcollective.com. Thank you, Veteran Owned Collective, for putting military veterans and their families first. Veterans, let's stay connected.
So tell me, what time frame is Indigo Valley? What's the time?
Well, it plays in, like, today's, I would say, like, modern times.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But it does have a little... I mean, with the music, we went a little bit all over the place. Because the Wurlitzer...
And then there's even some, like, grunginess.
There's grunginess.
For her past.
Yes, absolutely. But. And then we went... When we did Braid It, we wanted to do... Or the director... Was it Jacqueline? Like, we did a music video for it.
Yeah.
And we shot it on Super 8 film. Just as kind of, like...
So it has a timelessness.
Yeah,
it
has
okay.
a... Yeah.
But this other thing that we're going to do is set in the 20s. is like a prelude to
Streetcar
Named
Desire.
Streetcar
Named
Desire,
yes.
So that was recently we got to step deep into that zone.
Yes, which is going to be so much fun to sort of tackle that time period and research also the instruments that came up and
in South Mississippi.
I don't know much about music. Besides, what I hear on the radio, which is the music. What in Indigo Valley? Because this, it's so current, and you talk about, it's a current time. What are some of the instruments and the sounds that you guys felt like needed to be presented in that?
It was current, but it was the wilderness, like we said,
Right, so it's kind of timeless.
It wasn't urban current, which is slightly different. So it was more elemental.
It could have been set in the 90s. It could have been set in the 80s. It could, that really wasn't the de facto that drove us. Mm-hmm. It was more the mood of
the location.
The location. So, yes.
It was okay, talk to me about the location. Organs. Talk to me about the instruments that provided me to be in that location. What is that?
Well, a lot of the music that we did is all organic. Yes. And it's very minimal. So,
but then you should talk about the strings and the violins.
Yes. So, and then we brought in violins and strings because one of the characters is also a violinist. He's one of the main characters. So strings was always a big thing in our head to kind of infuse it somehow in the
storytelling. And he plays a Schubert piece.
Yes.
And Dalal is a descendant.
Let's talk about Miss Dalal, of the Schubert.
No, it's not Schubert himself. It's just his lyricist.
That's
but
fine.
That's very nice.
But no, but it's still, it's still a line.
I feel very close to his work now. No, but I do love Schubert, apart from that. But I think it was also, going back to the instrumentation we used, I think there was a minimalist intimacy to all of the instrumentation, from the Wurlitzer to the organs to even our own vocals. Mm-hmm. And I think the vocals add a really interesting point to it because, when you're in the wilderness and it's hot and you're hungry and it's almost like Fata Morgana. I don't know how you say that here. Fata Morgana. it's when you start seeing things that aren't there.
Oh,
and you start to
hallucinations. Yeah. It's called mushrooms.
We call it Fata Morgana, whatever. German coming through.
No, it's fine.
But you start having these hallucinations, and the vocals actually provide you with that element of that blurriness.
Right.
A little bit and getting lost in
Totally, totally.
The mirages.
The mirages.
Actually had a mirage moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, really?
Yeah,
where?
Yeah. I was in the desert. But the point is, PTSD.
Interesting.
So,
and then the fun thing is also what we wanted, because we talked about this before we came in, is that the director was really kind in letting us visit the set and be there while it was filmed. And I think it added a lot to how we were up in
we were just living, breathing.
Where was it?
Living.
What was it?
Some parts of it were north and north from here.
Up the five.
Just literally in the
off,
valley.
You
mountain.
Make a right and then.
You make a right.
You're in the
that's
wilderness.
What tell that people, Mesa. You get out of LA, you make a right, and that's where
that's
this movie was filmed.
And you're in the jungle.
No, it's dry.
Really?
It's
really
it's,
dry.
It's bare.
Desert.
A lot of browns.
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of shades.
Beiges
and sage and beige. Did
you
say beige?
Yeah.
Beige and sage.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we both work a lot with colors, so we were both
muted.
And
even lavender.
Of,
you can emote colors through music.
Sometimes, little things sounds like purple, or little things sound like orange, or this sounds too neon for us.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
there was no neon in
there's
Indigo
no neon
Valley, for
at
instance.
All. At all.
So what would be a neon sound?
A synth sound, probably.
Mm-hmm.
A synth.
Synth.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but synthesizer.
Or something.
Or a specific note on a synth. That would sound neon suddenly.
Yeah.
But,
So no synthesizers.
Not on this soundtrack.
A lot of beiges and sages.
The they just in sages and like but some then muted blues.
Like, we had to go into like her the one of the characters' past.
That was a little bit more grungy and a little bit more metallic.
So that had drums and like but also still in like more Mazzy Star-ish, like dreamy druggy kind of vibe.
That's dreamy druggy is a good
What I think about is Divergent. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Divergent?
No, Divergent.
Oh, Divergent.
Yes.
And I read the books. I think I saw the first film. Yes.
So it kind of reminds me of like that. Like
that's very sci-fi. This movie's not sci-fi.
I know, but I mean this the sound because it gets grungy at this.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like she's like this warrior grungy kind of sound.
Those Veronica Roth novels, right? I remember those. Yes. I remember reading those. Yes. How did it? It doesn't matter.
But it's interesting because I feel like as you guys are talking, like despite where a sound might take you, you have the ability to be like, oh, now we're going to put you in the wilderness. And as I'm watching a movie in my head, as you guys are speaking about it, it's like, and then we move here.
Mm-hmm.
And something that regular people don't pay attention to is the music. But what I'm learning is that there doesn't have to be any verbal communication. It is the music that changes
the mood. I was just going to say, it's not even like people are like, oh, music, like if you don't recognize it or something. But it's not like you don't, it's an extension of the film. It's not adding to it. You know, it obviously adds to it, but it's not another layer. It's the film, you know, it's just enmeshed. Part of it. It's like, what if people would stop talking? Like, you know, like that's how it feels to me. If like there would be no music or except if that's like a conscious decision, of course.
But it's important because if there wasn't any music, the mood would be so different. What do you want to say? Mesa literally raised her hand. You guys,
I realized that is so funny.
I can't keep talking at this point.
I just got excited about how it's like also a major opportunity to tell, add more meaning.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this whole other level of meaning to the story. Because
some people like, no, music is life.
And the funny thing is like the conversations you start having because you have a different awareness of what's going on in the story. And Mesa and I, the conversations we suddenly have with like, is this note giving too much away? Or like, are we telling people already what's going to happen before we're telling them?
That's
should we read that
or
later?
Or like this plays at the like affair that the other people that are having.
Exactly.
Wow.
So there's like, and then we realize like, oh my God, we have so much power to give away all the secrets in this movie.
That's it. But so much to be said about that. Like,
that's
I think
fun.
What you just said, Zalal, is definitely the culminating situation about what you all do, especially with this score, right? So the fact that you have the ability to say, we could give away the whole movie with this sound, lets everybody know the power that is in music, which people already know. That's why music is the popularity that it exists in. You know what I mean? But I think what I'm so grateful about you two being here is what we don't realize is the power that it relays in the movies that we watch. You know what I mean? Anything visual that has music to it we don't realize how the music is affecting us. Until right now, welcome to the Paradigm Shift Convo, where we shift the paradigm every single day on Mondays. And these two women here get the all shift salutes because they are absolutely shifting the paradigm in scoring, film, music, vocalism, musicianism, all of that jazz. So you guys, I want to give you both the opportunity to let everybody know where they can find you, where they can get to know you, where they can find out more about Indigo Valley when it comes out, when the score drops, when the movie drops, because I want everybody to be there to see it. I want everybody to listen to the soundtrack. Y'all will hear more on the Paradigm Shift Combo. But for right now, you ladies, go ahead. We're going to start with you, Ms. Alala, and tell us a little bit about how we can get in touch with you and everything that is of you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, I have all these social medias. Is that how you say it?
Yes. All these social media platforms. She got them. Write them down.
Instagram. And it's all Dalal Music. D-A-L-A-L Music. That's my name.
D-A-L-A-L
Music. D as in David, A as in apple, L as in lion, A as in apple, L as in lion.
There you go, you guys. Dalal Music on all platforms, social media. You better.
I mean, there's so many now. I feel like I can't keep up. Like,
but you do, though.
Do I?
Yeah, I looked. Okay.
You did. Yes, okay. Yes, awesome. Yes. All right.
Following Dalal Music on all social media platforms. Follow me and follow her. Follow me following her. Ms. Mason, talk to us.
Yes, I have a similar situation in that you can find all my connections to social media platforms via mesamusic.com. And my name is M-A-E-S-A.
Nice. That sounds a lot more sophisticated than my area.
M-A-E-S-A. Yeah. That's Mesa. What is it?
Mesa? Mesa Music.
Mesa Music. M-A-E-S-A Music on all social media platforms. That's IG, Facebook, socialmedia.com. Y'all know what to do. So, you guys follow these two beautiful ladies. They are absolutely doing big, big things in the industry. You do not want to miss out. You want to be a part of the things that they are going to provide because you're going to be mad at yourself when you find out that they was on a Paradigm Shift Convo and you had no way of tracking these beautiful ladies. So continue to follow everything that they are doing. They are making major, major moves in the industry. I am so delighted.
Thankful. You should come to our show.
Grateful.
We have a show for Indigo Valley in concert, which is on December 5th.
Yes.
And Gold Digger. So you should come. You should all come. Everyone in the room. And there's like hundreds of people in this room right now.
Yes. It's packed with all of us. All both of us.
All seven of us.
You guys continue to follow these ladies and all that they have going on. Again, I'm so thankful, so grateful. And not even just for you all being here, but for the women empowerment that you guys are providing. Aww, you are definitely breaking ceilings, barriers, and putting in a position that needs to exist right now in the industry. And I'm grateful for you. I'm thankful for all of you for tuning into the Paradigm Shift Convo. You guys know what to do. Stay tuned.
Back in the day, wooden soapboxes were used as platforms for orators to speak to the masses. And now, these speakers are known as slammers, spoken word artists, poets, exposing divisive culture and their souls 3 minutes at a time. And this segment is my modern day wooden platform. So listen carefully as a new artist takes the stage and I bring you today's 90 Second Soapbox.
Dangerous.
Do you shave me?
Concludes another episode of the Paradigm Shift Convo. We are here every single Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For everything Simply Tea and to get previews to upcoming shows, visit simplyteepoetry.com. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. This is your girl, Simply T, Doubly Poetry. Y'all know what to do. Get at me. Let go.